Forgotten America now has a voice. America's voice. Steve Gruber.
As I mentioned, a big news breaking yesterday, because John Durham's investigation has evolved now into a full-blown criminal investigation into the origins of the Russian investigation. Durham says he wants to speak to people like Jim Clapper and John Brennan and others who have expressed zero interest in that. And I told you, as soon as that happened, the left would step up its attacks on Durham and William Barr and all of the folks involved, including Michael Horowitz as well. I want you to hear this. It's Bite 7 from Rachel Maddow. She is doing her level best to discredit the entire investigation into corruption. Rachel Maddow, go.
Right out of the gate tonight with some breaking news that has just come in from the New York Times. This is the news that, honestly, we've been sort of expecting for some time, or thinking that if things got really bad, it might come to this. As of tonight, according to the New York Times, it has come to this. As you can see, this is the headline just posted at the Times. Justice Department is said to open criminal inquiry into its own Russia investigation. And I'll quote to you from the article, again, this just posted tonight. Quote, President Trump has repeatedly attacked the Russia investigation, portraying it as a hoax and illegal, even months after the special counsel closed it. Now, Mr. Trump's own Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into how it all began.
And the inference here is that somehow Donald Trump is tainting the investigation. Somehow he shouldn't be allowed to have the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney from Connecticut look into this. Joining me now, of course, it's Friday, and Steve Doolin here. No fooling, it's Doolin. Stevie, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Gruber?
I'm doing great. So, okay, this is a big news headline because it means that John Durham now has subpoena power. He can impanel a grand jury, and more importantly, he can issue charges. And people like Clapper and Comey and Brennan, they should all be a little nervous, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. They should all be very nervous. It's a big step, and it opens up options.
What kinds of options? Give us your side street. Of course, you're an attorney. You've been down this road in different ways and been, you've been educated about this your entire career. What kind of options are available now?
Well, I think that the two big ones would be subpoenas and grand juries. That's those are the big tools that are suddenly available. A subpoena is a little bit different from an interview request. A subpoena doesn't really leave any choice for the target of the subpoena, and that means people or documents or organizations, right? So,
or all of the above.
Custodians of records can be subpoenaed to show up with all the relevant records.
And just so I'm clear on this, a subpoena from a U.S. attorney is a very serious matter. It's not like a subpoena from Congress where some people go, I'm not going to go. Very different, isn't it?
Yeah, contempt of Congress, not such a big deal. You may recall back a few years, Eric Holder was found in contempt of Congress. He's wandering around still spouting his nonsense. There was no interruption in his life, having been found in contempt of Congress. Contempt of federal court, very different. There's usually jail associated with that.
They come grab you. They run you off to a jail cell, don't they?
Well, U.S. Marshals pride themselves on getting their men, sort of like the old Canadian Mountie motto.
Yeah, let me tell you how a bad day begins. It begins with a knock on the door. Hi, where were the Marshals Service? Oh, how you doing? It goes downhill from there, doesn't it?
Well, it's nearly as bad as when the IRS shows up, yep.
Nearly as bad. all right, so to you, we've heard stories about William Barr, the Attorney General, being in Italy, hearing recordings of Joseph Mifsud. He's this Maltese professor that somehow is in the ether of the whole beginning of the Russia investigation. And Professor Mifsud apparently afraid for his life in the recording, according to reporting we're getting. We see that John Durham now has subpoena power, has impaneled a grand jury. And I'm going to guess, Doolin, we usually hear about this after the fact. I'm going to guess the grand jury has already been impaneled and been hearing testimony. That's my guess. Your thoughts?
It's possible. You're right. You never know until afterwards. And one thing I keep having to explain to my clients is your speculation isn't helpful when you're in one of these situations. I advise people to get on with their lives and make sure that their affairs are in order. And sometimes it's nothing, and sometimes it's something, and you just have to wait and see. And that's very nerve-wracking for someone who's a target.
And when you're telling people to have their affairs in order, you are not referring to the Democratic Congresswoman from California, Katie Hill, whose affairs were clearly out of order, right? You're not referring to that.
It's a good way to put it. You know, I actually saw some of the episodes of her HBO series she was running, and she came across as so squeaky clean and doe-eyed innocent. It's interesting to see these developments.
Well, now we're seeing the liquor closet, the nude pictures, the three ways with her staffer, her husband. Of course, they're all estranged now. They've scattered like cockroaches in the light, and she tried to defend it, but now an investigation from an ethics committee. These can be serious. They can also be, you know, pretty innocuous, because a lot of times Congress will turn its back on its own members doing something inappropriate. I don't know if it goes anywhere or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, Barney Frank survived, if you remember that story. And this probably doesn't rise to that level. So it all depends on her peers.
You know, there's also a Florida congressman. At the same time that Barney Frank was doing fine, a Republican member of Congress got run out of the House for, you know, fooling around with some staffer. Anyhow, don't mess around with staffers. That's the takeaway here. Doolin, that's all there is today. Greatly appreciate you being here as always, my friend. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. You too.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. He's here on Fridays offering his unique sage wisdom, which we greatly appreciate, by the way. Like I said, 25 after. Coming around the horn, we've got Congressman Tim Walberg. We're going to discuss the secret Democratic impeachment hearings, what it means to him. We'll be right back.